welcome to Strictly Money Weekly Insights, your go-to podcast to help you make smart decisions with your money. I'm Sejal Patel. Financial literacy. You've heard of the term. Financial companies talk about the importance of it all the time. Schools do as well. I know I've talked about it thousands and thousands of times. But I have a confession to make. I use the term financial literacy reluctantly. You see, I use it because it's something the public understands. So when I talk about financial literacy or education, the thing that pops up into people's mind is learning. Learning about budgeting or investing or credit cards, right? It's a relatable and common term. Financial literacy. I get it. But what if I were to tell you that financial literacy is not what you need to succeed? That it's not enough? 7 years ago, I had just launched my financial education and consultancy business. I was living in Hong Kong, and I had decided that I was going to create a platform where I would help millions of people gain the right, unbiased financial knowledge so they could live their best life, so they could use their money the best way they could, even when life threw them a wrench. And on a bigger scale, by gaining the right knowledge, I knew that we together could advocate for common sense policies that focused on collective prosperity. I knew I wanted to focus on women because all the research I did showed me that women were far more vulnerable to poverty and outliving their savings compared to men by a long shot. I also knew that in order to make real change, that this was going to take a village, and I needed to work with and convince companies and financial firms who actually had skin in the game that they'd also benefit from educating their clients and employees. So 7 years ago, as I was launching this business, I happened to see that there was a financial education conference going on in Hong Kong. And so I went. And boy, what a wake-up call it was for me. The first speaker of the day talked about why using the term financial literacy was misleading, and if we really wanted to make an impact, that was not the term to use. And I remember thinking, what? What is he talking about? He then said, if we wanted to make a real impact, the right term was financial capability. He said that those who had been studying this area for a long time talked about financial capability. And that financial capability is what it took to be financially successful. I was dumbfounded because I always used literacy, and I actually thought that was the right term. So let me explain the difference. Financial literacy is exactly what it sounds like. It's about having the knowledge and the understanding of financial concepts, such as what is budgeting and the theory behind it. What are some concepts and tips to saving more money? How does investing work? What are different types of debt and what are the benefits and costs to having it? What's compound interest? How does inflation impact your finances? So it's about knowing the basics of personal finance. On the other hand, financial capability goes way beyond just knowledge. It's more encompassing because it's not only about understanding financial concepts, but it's also having the right skills and the right attitude and behaviors so you apply that knowledge the right way to your real life situation. It's also making sure you engage with the financial industry in a way that you have access to the products and services that you need. Make sense? So it's not that knowledge or literacy isn't important. I'd argue that it sets the foundation for financial success. However, it's only one piece of the puzzle. Imagine if you knew the theory behind budgeting. So you know that you need to write out a list of how your money will be used, but you struggle to stick to it. You don't save regularly, and you buy whatever you want, whenever you want, and on a credit card. Do you have financial literacy? Yes. Do you have financial capability? No. When you have the financial capability, you're able to transform knowledge into action. You have the right tools so you can set and achieve financial goals that matter to you. You can adapt to changing circumstances, and you're able to make informed decisions that align with your values and priorities. In other words, financial capability is the bridge between knowing what to do and actually doing it, and doing it right. And you gotta have the confidence and competence to put that theory into practice. So now that you know the difference between financial literacy and capability, you can probably guess why so many people are struggling when it comes to managing their money. It's why I know that 90% of people are not doing it well and have gaps in the way they are approaching how to handle their finances. I want you to think about this. Imagine if you don't learn the right financial concepts. You guess, or you take your neighbor's tip, or you watch some TikTok video, and you throw your money behind some stock without knowing what the heck you're doing. Imagine if you don't believe in yourself and that you're actually very capable of learning financial concepts like I know you are. You instead tell yourself, oh, I'm not good at math. I'm not worthy of money. What's the likelihood you'll learn how to invest or protect your money? Not likely. Imagine if you're a book nerd and you've read 100 personal finance books and then you do nothing. Your cash is just sitting there in the bank account. You don't have a will. You don't have any idea of what you spend your money on. You don't ever want to talk to an advisor or even invest with a robo-advisor. Will you be successful? Sorry to tell you, probably not. So now you see why financial capability is the right approach. Look, I don't like the term. It's a mouthful. It's not even a relatable term. Maybe we should call it financial fluency or Money 360. I don't know. If you have an idea, message me. But what I do know is that a lot of work needs to be done to ensure people have the knowledge and skills and the nudges to motivate them to take action and the right cost-effective platforms to support them in meeting their needs. I know that by creating the right environment that supports financial capability, we can empower people regardless of their life circumstances, race, or even gender, and we can help them thrive financially. And we're not there yet, not even close. So my work continues, my friends, and I could not do any of this if I didn't have your support. So thank you. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. Thank you for sharing my work and sending me messages and posting reviews. It means the world to me. And in case you didn't know, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your prosperity and health, for your financial capability. Thanks for listening. Plug your ears, men. Ladies, if you're ready to build your financial freedom framework with me supporting you all the way, and you're sick and tired of spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed with all the noise and jargon, then I've got the perfect solution for you. Join my free money masterclass, where I'll teach you my 6-step trademark framework on how to retire comfortably. And you'll get an exclusive offer to my online financial program that more than 1,000 women have gone through. I've been in the financial industry for more than 20 years, and I'll teach you everything I know. So if you're ready, head to the show notes and sign up today. You gotta hurry though, because spots are limited. I'll see you on the other side. Don't forget to check out my previous weekly insights. And don't forget to listen to my in-depth interviews with some of the brightest minds in finance. If you're looking for saving strategies, investment strategies, mortgage tips, or if you want to learn how to better prepare for retirement and even stick to your financial habits, I've covered it and so, so much more. Hit that subscribe button. And if you know anyone who would benefit from this podcast, please share it. Be well, be wise, and be wealthy. Thanks for tuning in.